Welcome to the Sportscast, January 18th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And we are also on online digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net to listen to our radio station. Also, you could listen to us on our app, The Sportscast for iPhone. And make sure you download that app. This episode is brought to you by InstaBible app. You can download InstaBible in the iOS App Store. The NFL divisional playoffs have been completed. Most of the games were competitive. Some storylines completed. New teams, new faces, and some old faces. And joining us all the way from Pittsburgh, Joe Toscano, and from Rochester, New York, Chandler Krista. Welcome, guys, to the Sportscast.
What's up?
Thanks for having me.
So, guys, what a weekend. Couple of not surprising games, some close games. Before we head into predictions, Joe, what were your overall thoughts?
This is my favorite weekend of football. I love it. It's always competitive, important games. I think it, for the most part, lived up to it. Some very exciting games. I was thrilled.
Chandler, how about yourself? Before we head into the recap of each game, what were your thoughts? Don't go into much detail.
That's what Joe said. Like, this is one of the best weekends in football, like, ever. And honestly, I thought all the four games were played pretty well. Like, there wasn't really many, like, big, like, a lot of teams won by a lot of points type thing. There were some pretty good games.
Exactly. And of course, we saw some familiar faces, old faces. But let's get started with this recap of the NFL Divisional Playoffs 2021. Let's go with the Rams and Packers, a Rams team that came with a kind of, banged up a little bit. Packers, of course, playing at home. Aaron Rodgers, you know, continuing their efforts. Joe, what were your thoughts over this match? Of course, the Packers won 32-18.
It's just, it's almost unfair, this new format where only the number one seed gets the first round bye. It's almost unfair. The Packers were well rested, and the, like you said, the Rams were beat up. The Packers are just too much. They just look awesome right now. And the Rams have major problems, especially at quarterback. It sounds like Goff might not be around much longer.
Chandler, your thoughts over the Rams and their loss, and of course the Packers winning?
It was a game that I thought win as expected. I didn't expect the Rams to win this game. I don't think many people out there did. Aaron Rodgers is just looking so great right now. And I mean, Aaron Rodgers is definitely the MVP. I think in my prediction, he's going to win the MVP for this year.
Rodgers threw two touchdown passes and also ran for a score in this game. And he will be playing a conference championship game at home for the first time since taking over at Green Bay as a starting quarterback in 2008. But we'll go over it a little bit later on in the show. Let's go on with the Ravens and Bills. And it was supposed to be a showdown between Buffalo's Josh Allen and Baltimore's Lamar Jackson. Taron Johnson literally stole the show. The Bills won 17-3. We'll go with Chandler. He's in the Buffalo area. What were your thoughts like over this game? This game was kind of boring in a way till the third quarter when like the points were coming in. What were your thoughts?
This is definitely like Santiago said, I'm around like the Buffalo area, and the amount of people that like are celebrating right now, it's crazy. Like, I work at like a place where they sell like food at like a restaurant type place, and like the amount of people that went and got food before the game and like was just outstanding. This is a really big thing for Buffalo right now. They're doing awesome. And like, I honestly thought the Ravens are going to put up more of a fight. Like, Lamar Jackson did go down, but like the Bills just shut them down. And like, their Bills defense is looking really, really good right now. They have a lot of key assets, and Josh Allen, like, it's going to be a challenge, but I think Josh Allen is like the future of Buffalo.
Lamar Jackson, as Chandler was saying, was the MVP of the NFL the previous season, was sacked three times and did not return after sustaining a concussion. following the final play of the third quarter and two plays after Johnson scored. He finished 14 of 24 for 162 yards passing while being limited to 42 yards rushing on 9 carries. Joe, looks like, you know, the Bills were able to sustain him.
So happy for Bills, you know, long suffering all those years, you know, without making the playoffs. Great for them. Great fan base. I love that they donate to, they donated a lot to Lamar Jackson's charity. And they do that all the time. I mean, it's just, you know, what do they call, City of Good Neighbors or something like that. So, you know, so cool that they do that. But yeah, the Ravens, wow. I don't know what to say about, I mean, even before he got hurt, Lamar Jackson threw that pick six, which basically sealed the game for the Bills. I mean, I know it's early in his career, but Lamar Jackson, come on, you're not a great track record in the playoffs.
Josh Allen, another MVP candidate for this year, alongside Aaron Rodgers, finished 23 of 37 for 206 yards and a touchdown. Chandler, what were your thoughts over his performance?
I mean, it wasn't like an spectacular Josh Allen where we see him throw for like 4 touchdowns over 300 yards. But like what I was telling my dad, like Josh Allen, he went in there, he got the job done. He definitely next week, we'll probably talk about later, he definitely has to step it up against Kansas City though.
And talking about Kansas City, the Browns and the Chiefs, the first game on Sunday, they were leading most of the way. And then Patrick Mahomes also suffered a concussion, but the Chiefs were able to pull off the game 22-17, and of course advancing to the AFC Championship game. Joe, what were your thoughts over this game? Of course, it was kind of close, but the Chiefs had that game under control.
Wow, I was expecting this to be a blowout by the Chiefs. I can't believe it was that close. Yeah, Mahomes getting hurt really could have messed things up, but Chad Henne really came through, and the guts on Andy Reid to go for it on that fourth down with Chad Henne when they looked like they were just trying to draw him off sides was amazing. But yeah, Chad Henne really came through for them. This easily could have been a win by Cleveland. I give him all the credit for keeping it close, but wow. Just the Chiefs really showed something there.
For the Browns, Baker Mayfield threw for 204 yards with a touchdown and a pick for the Browns, who were coming off their first playoff win since 1994 season. Chandler, I mean, they had a chance to capitalize. What do you think happened?
Honestly, like, as a Bills fan, we would have loved to see the Bills play the Browns and want the Browns to win, because it would have been crucial, because the Bills would have had another home playoff game, which the Bills are almost unstoppable at home. And like, it would have just been nice to see a familiar face, like a face that we haven't seen in a while. Like, I want to be I'm a huge Bills fan, but if the Browns face the Bills in the AFC Championship, of course I'd want the Bills, but I wouldn't really mind if the Browns won, because it would just be so great to see a team that has never made the Super Bowl before be in the Super Bowl. I thought the Browns, they could have easily won. They had that nice interception from Chad Henne that he threw in the end zone that Cleveland took over, and I thought that was amazing, but they just couldn't capitalize. And that one huge play that the referees definitely missed was that one touchdown that it went like, it was like a fumble in the end zone. It was a touchback, but it was like a helmet-to-helmet hit, which the refs totally missed on that one.
Mr. Joe Toscano, Chad Henne, backup quarterback, 35-year-old backup quarterback for the Chiefs. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with Mahomes this weekend, but how do you see him as a backup, and do you think he'll be okay if it's him that starts? I doubt it, but I think it'll be Mahomes. But what do you think about his performance?
It'll be Mahomes. If it is Henne playing against Buffalo, I don't really like their chances, but I think it'll be – trust me, it'll be Mahomes.
And is there future for the Browns after this playoff performance?
They have a lot to build on. It was a great year for them. I mean, they got their coach. They finally have a coach that's not a joke. So congrats to the Browns. You know, I give them all the credit in the world. They beat the Steelers up real good in the playoffs. So, hats off to them. They have a lot to build on. You know, they have a strong offensive line, a strong running game. If they could get their defense better, and Baker Mayfield, I'm not real high on him, but he's good enough. So yeah, they have a bright future.
You think they need, you think the Browns needed OBJ to, you know, to have, you know, like that receiving option?
No,
I don't. Sorry, I don't know the situation well enough, but it kind of seems like the offense did a little better when OBJ was gone. So I don't know if that means that they were like trying to force it too much to him. I don't know. I don't know enough about the situation, but the offense did seem to be do just fine without him.
The game of the weekend, the Bucs and the Saints, Tom Brady's best game in three tries against New Orleans, kept the Buccaneers moving on in the NFL playoffs and has Saints quarterback Drew Brees headed home, perhaps for good. Brady and the Bucs offense turned 3 of 4 Saints turnovers into touchdowns, and Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 30-20 in the divisional round of the playoffs Sunday night. Chandler, what were your thoughts? It feels like a very Patriot-like game.
Yeah, so that game was a very, very good game yesterday. And honestly, what lost the game for the Saints was Drew Brees. All those interceptions he threw, that's what lost the game for them. Like, because I believe one of them was a pick six or led to a touchdown. Drew Brees definitely lost the game for the Saints. The Saints, if it wasn't for the interceptions, I think it would have gone the other way.
Joe Toscano, obviously, the Buccaneers defense came through. They definitely capitalized on their mistakes. What were your thoughts? Is this something that you've seen before with Tom Brady, or is this something new?
Yeah, Brady didn't have a great game, but he didn't need to. They did it with running and defense, and hey, that's all you need. Yeah, we've seen this before. I mean, what is this, the 14th different championship game for Tom Brady, which is just absolutely sick. But yeah, like Chandler said, Drew Brees gave away this game. It's time to retire, man.
Which brings up that topic. I've heard during the game that it was going to be his last game. Then after the game, he's going to think about it. Chandler, do you think this was Drew Brees' last game?
See, I thought coming into the game when everyone was saying yes, it was going to be yes. But I personally think Drew Brees is going to surprise everyone and come back for one more year. He wants another Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's only won two, right?
Yeah, and they don't have the best record in the playoffs, the Saints.
Correct. Joe Toscano, you said he should retire. Is that going to happen? Probably.
We're facing a similar situation in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. You know, you could go one more year, fine, but wow. Brees did not look good. It's just and he hasn't looked good for a while. It wasn't just that game. It's been almost all year he hasn't been that good. So you want to come back, fine. He has that right. I mean, he's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. If you want to do that, fine. But it's getting kind of ugly.
You do make a point. I know that Drew Brees was suffering through injuries, and obviously Roethlisberger was. So it, you know, your body is calling you to quit, and I think it's what it's looking like for the Saints and their backup. Obviously, they got a couple options. Of course, they got Winston. Winston had a good throw this past yesterday.
He had a touchdown, yeah.
Taysom Hill. Is the future with these two guys, Chandler?
I mean, Jameis Winston was a starter for Tampa Bay, and like he obviously did not do that all that well. That's why he's a backup. But, I mean, I think that if I was the Saints – I would try to get someone like Matt Ryan on the offseason.
Joe, your thoughts over the quarterback situation if Drew Brees retires?
Matt Ryan, maybe Matthew Stafford, someone like that. But, yeah, most likely they'll probably go with – it wouldn't surprise me if they went with, like, a two-headed monster of Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some kind of freaky, you know, hybrid thing where, you know, they could do all kinds of things with Taysom Hill. So I don't know. It's like Chandler said, Winston does not exactly have a great track record. So we'll see if he is a starting guy. I don't know. That could be a little scary.
Now, Jameis Winston does have an arm. He's proven it. Of course, he also has his negative side where he can do a lot of turnovers. Do you think that that has been corrected this season, being under Drew Brees and with the Saints system, or do you think we'll see more of what we saw last year with the Bucs? Anyone?
I think it'll be the same. I mean, Bruce Arians is supposed to be known as a quarterback guru. And when Winston was with Bruce Arians, he was horrible. So I don't think unless they do like a brain transplant or something between Drew Brees and Jameis Winston, I think he still won't be that good.
Well, we do have 6 months to talk about the Saints quarterback situation. So we don't have to worry about it in this show as much. This Sunday is championship weekend. And the first, and of course, we got some great storylines. Let's go first game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Green Bay Packers. This is the first NFC Championship being hosted at Lambeau Field with Aaron Rodgers. Of course, it's probably been hosted before. Brady versus Rodgers. Of course, this is in the cold tundra. This is not an easy – I mean, if you say home field advantage, Green Bay has it. We'll go with Chandler on this. What are your thoughts over this matchup, and who do you think will win?
Ooh, this is definitely going to be a tough one. But, I mean, you were saying about the cold and it's in Green Bay. I mean, we got to remember Tom Brady used to play in New England in the cold. So Tom Brady definitely is used to the cold. But I just think the Packers are too hot right now. I'm calling the Packers on this one.
Joe Toscano, I know you're not much of a Brady fan, but you do have some respect over him. Rodgers, you know, hey, he's playing at home for the NFC Championship game. This is his best opportunity to return to the Super Bowl. But of course, Tom Brady's hot right now. What do you think is going to happen?
I think, like Chandler said, I think Green Bay is just, they're right now a well-oiled, unstoppable machine. I don't care who Green Bay is playing. Green Bay is going to win, and it might not be close. It's just, wow. They're just unstoppable right now.
That's quite interesting. I mean, Chandler, I mean, do you think Tampa has this, has a team, or is weather like the factor here?
I mean, Tampa Bay, what's nice about for Tom Brady is he actually has options at wide receiver. He has many different wide receiver options that he can throw to. But like what Joe said, like Green Bay is just too – Aaron Rodgers, and they're just unstoppable right now. They're the Super Bowl winning team, I think, this year.
Today, this afternoon, defensive tackle Vita Vea is probably going to come back into the team and be active. Joe, would that be a factor, or this is a nothing burger?
No, he would be an important piece if he is able to play. And I mean, that's how Tampa is going to have to do it is defense, running, and Tom Brady having a great game. So, I mean, it's possible, but I mean, it's just the Packers just look so good right now.
But I think, you know, just to be a defense attorney here, I think Brady has the grit. He has the touch, but, you know, it has to be proven on the field. Same for Rodgers. You can say that, but we'll see. On good times and bad times, I think Brady could come through, but we'll see what happens. Home field advantage does play a factor. Another place that is hard to play out is Kansas City. Buffalo versus Kansas. Josh Allen versus Mahomes, most likely. Chandler, break it down for us. What's going to happen in this game? I know Kansas City are probably the favorites, but can Buffalo pull this off?
Yeah, so obviously all the – analytics and all the experts are going to say Kansas City, they're defending Super Bowl champions. They got this game and all this stuff. But if Mahomes does play this week, he will probably not have many days to practice this week. He's probably going to be coming in with almost no practice and not be able to work with his team all week, which I think is, I mean, obviously he's Patrick Mahomes, which is, he's an amazing guy, but I think that's really going to hurt him. And I think Buffalo right now, they're still going to have a lot of fans that show up to Kansas City. I guarantee they're going to have so many people that still show up to the game, even though it's not going to be home field advantage for them. But I think they're still going to bring the crowd no matter how many people come. And I just think obviously Kansas City is favored, yes, but I think Buffalo, they're just so hot right now, and I think this is their time. This is their year. I'm calling Buffalo.
Patrick Mahomes suffered a concussion. He's under concussion protocol, and like Chandler was saying, there's a likelihood he won't practice as much as previous weeks. Joe Toscano, what are your thoughts over this matchup? Chandler picks Buffalo to win this game, but what are your thoughts, and can you break it down for us?
You know what? I'm going to pick Buffalo, too.
Whoa.
Buffalo is...
Stop the madness, Joe.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, Buffalo is almost on the level of Green Bay in terms of a well-oiled machine that is just, I don't want to say unstoppable. There are weaknesses to Buffalo's game, namely they can't run the ball worth anything, but then who cares? I mean, the Chiefs are a team that almost lost to the Browns. No offense to the Browns, but the Bills would mop the floor with
it's the Browns. It's the Browns, yeah.
Yeah, it's still the Browns. So I think, I mean, I just have a feeling it's going to be the Bills. The Chiefs are, I don't know. If I could say a word to the Chiefs, it would be overrated right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quiet possibility. Now, from these two games, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and Kansas City, Buffalo, which game will be the funnest to watch?
Buffalo.
Oh, definitely. Definitely Joe. The Buffalo game, yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling the Packers game is going to be a blowout.
No way. Joe, don't stop the madness, Joe.
It's going to be the Packers are going to kill the Buccaneers. I guarantee it.
Oh, man. Okay, so back to Kansas City. Okay, obviously, it's better to have Mahomes. If Chan Henne starts the whole game, Chandler, is that going to be, you know, way better for the Bills?
If Chad Henne is the quarterback for this game, I'm calling Buffalo to win by at least 14.
Joe?
I agree. I mean, that was a beautiful Cinderella thing that happened with Chad Henne against the Browns. But if Chad Henne is your quarterback in the AFC Championship game, you have problems.
Both? Yeah. I've said the same teams. It'll be a Green Bay Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. It doesn't sound sexy, but it's going to be good if that happens.
Like I told you, Santiago, when I was on your show like a month ago, I told you that Super Bowl is going to be when we first started playoffs. It was going to be Green Bay and Buffalo. I told you that.
Joe Toscano pictured a Steelers Green Bay Super Bowl.
I don't have the picture. That was a few years ago, and it didn't end well for the Steelers.
Well, anyways, that is our recap and predictions of the NFL playoffs this past weekend. This Sunday is championship.
Santiago.
Sunday. And Chandler, yeah, what's up?
Who are you calling for the games? Let's hear you.
I obviously suggested Tampa. For the Green Bay game, I think they'll win by an edge. It's not going to be easy for them. And then Buffalo, Kansas City. I'm going to pick Kansas City. I'm going to be completely
opposite. You're picking Kansas City. Okay.
So it'll be Brady versus Mahomes if Mahomes is 100% by the Super Bowl.
If the Buccaneers win, it'll be the first time that the team that plays the Super Bowl plays in their home stadium.
I know. First time.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be cool. Right, Joe?
Sure.
But it won't happen.
Good for that Tom Brady. I hope that guy finally gets a break.
You know, it's funny because, you know, New England will never host the Super Bowl because of the cold and everything. So this is his chance. Hey, I'll be the first to take the Buccaneers to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't like Tom. Like, I mean, Tom Brady, I respect him. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. I just don't like him, though.
What I noticed that a lot of the Patriot fans on Instagram were going for, like the Buccaneers. That was kind of odd.
Let's just say that Bills fans' favorite teams are Buffalo and anybody that plays New England.
Exactly.
See?
Anyways.
Everyone hates New England. New England, like, is just a team no one likes.
Steelers hate them just as much.
Exactly. Well,
the Cowboys do too, but Cowboys, they're not going anywhere, so anytime soon.
It is a Northeast thing. Anyways, that is our recap prediction. Chandler, Krista, what is the best way to reach you online, especially Twitter?
Oh, Twitter. I don't use Twitter very much, but I mean, I don't even remember my Twitter username.
Chandler FC. I got it memorized.
Santiago has it.
Chandel FC. Chandel, which I think, which I believe you're a soccer fan if you put FC at the end.
Oh, it was definitely a typo.
Okay. But, Joe Toscano, what's the best way to reach you to talk to you about the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers and penguins.
I am I am almost all on Twitter, Joey Bag of Donuts V7F.
He's on he's all in on Twitter. Same as for the Sportscast. The Sportscast One on Twitter or on our website, the Sportscast One. We'll be live tweeting the game this week. Check out tomorrow's show, Riley and Constant. They got a few Alabama players coming on to reminisce the whole Alabama days. Tonight, the Tyler Turner Show. And this Thursday, Victor Orocho and the gang trying to do another recap of the NFL and predict what's going to happen. Like, they're all pretty much have like their whole gang from Jersey coming together. And of course, on Wednesday, we'll have Jordan Vargas to recap the NBA, how the Brooklyn Nets are doing, the team of the league, apparently.
Hey, anyways,
Chandler, and closing words before we depart for dinner.
You should try to get Tom Brady on the show this week. Try to talk to him.
That'd be very hard. I don't have that access. Maybe Joe does, but I don't have that access.
Hey, how cute was it that Tom Brady and Drew Brees were like?
That was I liked that. That was really good.
That was cute.
That was very sports, you know, team sportsmanship. And those guys don't really face off as much in the past.
They're
heard,
like best friends. Like, they're really close.
Are they? Interesting.
So
they're playing the same division.
I tell you what, if Tom Brady wasn't the spawn of all evil, he'd be a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
True.
But very you true. Guarantee if Tom Brady ended up losing yesterday, he probably would have been crying right to the locker room.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see much Antonio Brown yesterday.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
He did. Interesting. Well, they got other options. They got plenty
of. I saw him the first play of the game and didn't see him ever since then.
Any tight end.
Or same with Michael Thomas yesterday.
I didn't see him either. See, there's a lot of. I saw a lot of Kamara. Anyways, I got too much going on. Guys, I appreciate coming on to the Sportscast. We might see you guys next week. We'll see how you guys behave. So have a good night and let's rock and roll.